All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag CB99 Talks. I'm Combo Breaker 99. Once again, I got another special guest in the house. This is her first fight this year back in the octagon. She's fought in Rising, Bellator, but she's returning July 2nd to Invicta FC 40 in the co-main event. Welcome, Lindsay Van Zandt, to the show. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I think, yeah, we established that, but, you know, everybody else don't know that. But once again, like, how is training camp been going for you?
It's been going good. I mean, I'm just doing what I can. No excuses. I set up a 10x10 mat in my room. I moved my bedroom to the living room. I set up, a weightlifting rack, and I'm doing my band. I'm still getting everything in that I need to get in, strength conditioning wise. Kings of Fitness, shout out to them. They hooked me up with some equipment and stuff so I can keep everything going, helping me get my workouts in still, and programming everything. So hopefully they'll be opening soon. All these laws and crap are messing everything up because they're supposed to open on Tuesday, but then they pass, I don't know, some new thing going on that gyms are not allowed to open. So it's just very confusing. And I wanted to see them this week before my fight, so I was really upset.
Yeah.
But they'll be figuring it out. But yeah, shout out to them. Hopefully they'll be able to open soon. But yeah, I've been really lucky on my training partners and my coaches and stuff really helping me get ready for this fight, because it's weird right now. Every schedule is different and you got to figure shit out, but we're doing what we have to do.
Oh yeah. And you said that as far as staying physically fit and, working on your skills, there's, been no hangups for you. You've been staying sharp, right?
Yeah. I can't go a couple of days without lifting or training. And even those things separately, I have to do both. I can't just do that will get me by. No, I like to do both. So I don't know. I don't know how people take months off after fights. I just can't. I'm not the type to do it. But, I love training. I love the sport. So I can't stay away from it too long.
Okay. So, and you said, no excuses to anybody out there, right?
Yeah, no excuses. But there's a will, the way. And, you make it happen. If it's your dream, if it's something you want to do, you just got to figure out how to do it and do it.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying. Cause basically what a gym is the same thing. You can get, the experience can be the same at home, just get you a little bit of equipment or whatever you need and it can be done. Everybody does have a gym membership. So, I definitely respect you for that. Cause I've heard some people say, I can't get this in, I can't get that in, but I'm seeing other people like you and some other people just staying physically fit. And I'm I think you're being lazy over here,
Well, I think some people are just using this time to as an excuse, I can't go to the gym. So, but it's dude, you can do some squats as you watch TV. You can, you got to just figure it out, go for a run, go outside, which is a lot of cool. Cause I feel like a lot of people going outside and it's nice and the weather has been good. So, but yeah, I think people just like to find any kind of little excuse to make that they can't do something, but dude, there's no excuses ever, you know?
Yeah. And you said you enjoy training camps too, huh?
I love training all the time, all day, every day. It's just my passion, so I love it.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now this card coming up, this Invicta card, was it kind of a last minute thing, or was it something they were talking to you about on the low? Because I said, I've been checking back and forth, and I wasn't hearing nothing. Then I just saw it pop up a few weeks ago. Was it something they were just talking to you about, calling you about?
Yeah. It was on the low for maybe a little while. I kind of had an idea of my opponent, Alicia, but, we still only had a month and a half that we knew probably. It hasn't been that long, but like I said, I'm sure she's the same way I am. We're always ready. We're always getting ready. So, so I'm excited that it's finally happening.
Okay. And what was your reaction to being the co-main event? That's a big step up.
Dude, I did a little dance. No, I'm just kidding. I was excited. I just said it to the poster, and I'm at the bottom, and I'm oh, look how cute I am down there. I'm on the poster now. I get to sign next to my spot now. Nobody can take my spot. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I was excited. It was funny. I sent it to my parents, and I was yo, guys, look at I made the poster. My mom's you look different. And I'm mom, at the bottom, mom.
But and she don't know that's still a big achievement. Some people say, why are you in the back? Why are you that? No, that's an achievement.
I'm okay, I finally naked on the poster, okay? But no, yeah, she was funny because at first she was like, yo, you look different, you know? And I'm like, that's not me, Mom. I'm the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, look right down there, right where it's, I didn't say main event, like, I said co-main event.
Yeah, it's a co-main mom, not main. She's getting it, though. She's getting it. But it was cute because, you know, she looked at it fast. Like, she wasn't like, you know, she was at work and stuff. So she wasn't like staring at it, but she was like, yeah, you look different. But yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting when you work so hard and you've been doing this your whole life and you're finally like making steps and you're almost there, you know, you're getting to the top. So I'm excited.
Okay. And that's something I want to ask you about. Like you say you've been doing this your whole life. Like you seem to just carry like a good energy as far as like in all your fights, as far as, you know, just going in there, being professional and always ready to take on competition. Like what really got you into fighting? Like, you know, just let everybody know, like, what got you into this
sport? I'm just, like, a really competitive person. Like you said, I have, like, a lot of energy and stuff. And, like, this sport requires a lot of energy. So it was, like, made for me, you know? But, no, I'm just very competitive. I did a lot of sports growing up. And after I took my first Muay Thai fight when I was 18, I just knew that it's exactly what I wanted to do. When I was in high school, I knew I wanted to be a professional athlete. I just didn't know what. Like, I was playing volleyball. I've done rugby. I've done soccer. You know, but I'm small. So it's, like, I ain't being no professional volleyball player, you know what I'm saying? I did track and stuff, and I was fast, but, like, I still have short legs. Like, you know, I'm taking a couple shots of some people's one, so, like, that ain't happening. I just always really worked hard in everything I done or I do. And so, yeah, and then I just took my first fight, and I just knew something that I wanted to do, and I knew I could do it, and yeah, here we are. Now I've had 10 pro fights, which is crazy, and, yeah, now I'm on the co-main event in Invicta.
Yeah, so it's
a cool journey. It's a very cool journey.
Yeah, that's dope. And that pretty much answers my next question, because I was about to ask you, like, what discipline helped you transition to MMA? So it was Muay Thai. That's where you started off first.
Yeah. I started with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I got my brown belt a little while ago, so I've been doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu the longest. And then I started doing Muay Thai and boxing and wrestling and you know, everything. But yeah, I started with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. My sister actually did it with me because I started when I was 13, and you know, it was all these big dudes and stuff. They didn't, like, there was no kids classes yet or anything, so my sister went with me and she did it for about like a year, like about, I think like about 2 years. We got our blue belts together and then she quit because, you know, I was beating her up and it kind of became my thing and she had an injury and then we were always fighting because I was, you know, I was beat her up. So like, oh, you pulled my hair. Or like I would armbar her and she'd be like all, you know, bummed. And I'm like, so it kind of became my thing. Now she bakes and she makes amazing desserts. So.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She's killing the baking game instead, you know.
Oh,
she's still a killer. Just that bacon, you know?
Oh, yeah, I see it. You post it, so I'll be seeing, you know, it'd be making me hungry when I see that stuff.
Right? Oh, God, so good. Yeah, I'm lucky that I didn't have to work as much at the bakery this fight camp, because, dude, I mean, I can control myself, but sometimes, man, like, those things look so good. I'm like, oh, just one bite. Nah, you can't just have one bite. So now I know I gotta say no. I can't even do scraps, but, like, you don't want to throw it out. It's so hard.
It turned from one bite to one cake, right?
Yeah, like, they don't understand that, like, okay, once you have one bite, you're going to want more, and then it takes even more self-control to be like, okay, no, that's it.
Yeah,
Father's Day was rough. I was, like, couldn't have the cake, and there was, like, really awesome pie, and I'm not going to lie, I had one bite of that. My mom was like, do you want more? And I'm like, no. So it was really hard. So I just said no from the beginning, like I said, but, you know, sometimes you get caught up.
Yeah, that's that discipline, though. You getting it. That's all right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't really have hard weight cuts, but I like to be strict anyway. And, you know, I never had a problem with my weight, so.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I'm small.
Let me ask you this, too, because I come from a boxing background, but, like, going into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, like, that's something on my bucket list, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I might, you know, take that up, like, what would you, like, recommend the first timer going in? Just going with, like, an open mind or what? Like,
yeah, definitely going with an open mind. It's definitely different than anything you've ever done. You know, it's just you got to get used to, like, the close contact with someone on top of you or you being on top of someone else. So it's kind of a lot to take in the first day. But, like, yeah, go in there open-minded and just listen to what everybody has to say. You can learn from anybody in jiu-jitsu. Like, I still learn from white belts. You know what I mean? Like, you can learn literally. That's what's so cool. You can always get better in jiu-jitsu. So, yeah, definitely first day, I would say just get comfortable being uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah. That's what it seems like everybody tells me. You gotta be ready to be uncomfortable, ready to get choked out a few times.
yeah, and just kind of chill. Like, don't go crazy, you know? Because everyone wants to freak out. Just relax, you know? You can tap. Don't be afraid to tap ever, you know? You just gotta tap. That's how you learn, too. Like, I get tapped all the time because you gotta try stuff to know if it works or not, you know? Some people get, like, this ego thing going on where, like, they can't get tapped by a white belt or, like, you know, anybody can get tapped by anybody. And then it could be a submission. It could be something that they by accidentally got and didn't even know they had. You know what I mean? Like, tap. Yeah. Like, you want to hug yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You want to be able to walk tomorrow.
right. Yeah. You just, yeah. Go ahead and be man enough to tap.
Yeah, exactly. Man enough to tap. Don't worry about it, you know?
Yeah. So, you fought, like, I want to say 5 times last year, right?
I did.
5 times last year, not all under the same organization. So do you like being able to be like a free agent and stay this active, you know? It's kind of a people question. You like being active.
I love being active.
Of course.
No, that's why this corona thing is messing everything up. But I mean, I would have been out this long anyway because I hurt my knee. So it was just like, not that it worked out, but I would have been out anyway. So it's like, I wasn't upset about it as much, you know?
Yeah.
If I was still like, fully like healthy, whatever, when this whole corona thing that happened, I probably have been going crazy. So it's kind of a blessing probably that I hurt myself so I couldn't go crazy. but I'm lucky. Invicta's been great with me. They let me, you know, I have to approve everything by them because I'm signed with Invicta and they've been great and they've been just letting me, you know, go with Bellator, go with Bison. So I've been blessed to be underneath the Invicta banner and them helping me out and letting me fight as much as I am. It's great.
Yeah, because that's neat. You know, I think that's pretty cool because it's just like you get to really challenge yourself. Instead of being under one umbrella, you could go here, you could go overseas and fight somebody and really kind of test yourself, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I want to be the best. So you got to beat all the best out there. You know, not all the best is in the U.S. So it was nice to travel. And it was a good experience for sure.
What's the one fight that you felt like that was the one fight you really like? Was there one fight where you really like learned something? Like, it just felt like you really felt like I really had to dig deep and show what I really have.
Like dig deep in a fight, or you mean like learning from? Like, cause I learn from all my fights, win, lose, I learn something. You know, right. I'm always looking at, like I said, I'm always looking at myself to get better. I don't really worry about my opponents as much as I do like getting myself better. Like, I want to evolve every fight. I want to put something new in there that I've been working on. So for me, it's just, that's why I have so much fun out there. I'm just trying to have a good time and just work what I've been doing in the gym, you know, getting it all out there. Because if you don't use it, you're losing, you know. So I try to get all my tools. I want to use all my tools. I don't want to just use one or two of my tools. I want to use my whole toolbox. So I just always try to you know, keep that going and keep that in mind while I'm out there. Like, I just want to improve. I just want to improve. So win or lose, as long as I've done better, that's all that matters. Sorry, I have like a marker in my hand. I'm like talking. I'm Italian. I can't help it.
Okay. So I guess my question would be, which one you had to dig deep in, like a fight where you had to dig deep and say, oh damn, I didn't know I had that in me, you know?
I would say, I mean, the fights that I have lost have obviously been the toughest ones because I lost. Winning wise, not that it came easy, but obviously I didn't face as much adversity in those fights because I kind of dominated and won in the first or second round. So, because when I win, you know, I haven't won a decision. I've never really gone to decision. The only times I've gone to decision is when I lost. So I would say, like, I've learned the most and had to dig deep in the ones that I've lost. I learned a lot. I think the fight I learned the most from, I would say, is my first loss against Kelly D'Angelo in Invicta. It was my fourth fight. So I was going in there 3-0, and then I lost to her. I think I just didn't know. Like, I was stuck in a triangle for like 2-3 minutes or something like that. So that was really tough. I had to dig deep down. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking tap, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, hanging there. I keep finding a way to breathe. I got to escape this. Now I have the most amazing triangle defense ever. And I learned a different defense, and I'm like, damn, I wish I knew this like a year ago. I could have used this shit, but you know, whatever. You're always evolving. There's always new techniques that you're learning and stuff, and you're like, damn, I wish I had this then.
Right.
But yeah, I think I learned the most in that fight about myself, and I think because it was like my first big fight, it was my first time like being on UFC Fight Pass and going and traveling, My first couple fights were all local where we drove. I had to fly and everything. So my first like big experience, and I grew up watching Invicta, and then all of a sudden be in Invicta and sign with Invicta, it was just like a really big deal. And I kind of got like, oh my God, like I was just really in shock that I was there. I think it was a good fight for me to be like, okay, I belong here. And so that kind of what it taught me, like I belong here. I don't know if I believed it then going into that fight, because I was just so like, oh my God, I made it here, you know?
Right, yeah.
So yeah, now to finally feel like, okay, I belong, and I'm one of the best atomweights in the world, and I could be the champ is kind of where I'm at now. You know, like I'm there, I can do this. So The confidence, you know, that I've gotten from losing and, you know, all the other fights after that is just really, it's gotten to where I am now. So I'm excited. Hey, I keep saying I'm excited, but damn, I'm excited.
Hey, we all are. Yeah, we're definitely excited to see you be fighting this July 2nd. But talk a little bit about your fight coming up, you know, as far as your opponent, Alicia Zapatella. You know, I know you don't want to give away anything as far as what you're going to do, but I, you know, what do you expect going into this fight here against Alicia?
Oh, it's going to be fun. I'm excited to see what her game plan is. Mm-hmm. I always try to look at it from my opponent's perspective on what they think I'm going to do and what they think they need to do to win. But yeah, I'm excited to see what her game plan is. I mean, obviously we all know she's a really good wrestler, and why not be a strength? So I'm sure she's trying to try to wrestle me. I'm excited to test my wrestling defense. I haven't really tested it that much, and I'm very confident off my back. She's really good, so I'm confident off my back. So it's not like, oh, you took me down, oh damn, you know. But I'm excited to see where my wrestling defense is at. I'm excited to see, I want to control the fight. So I'm excited to see how everything you've been working on comes out. And yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be a good fight. Oh, that's like my toughest for sure. She's spicy.
Yeah. So this fight, you think it'll probably lead to a title shot? Are you hoping it will?
That's what everybody's saying. You know, I don't like to get myself all hyped up and shit. Like I try to focus on myself. Time, you know, I gotta beat her first, so I'm not too worried about it, but that's what they're saying, so I'd be really cool if that's what it is, but you never know, you know. So I'm just I just want to keep fighting, you know, whatever they give me, they give me. If it leads to a title shot, hell yeah, let's do it. I just want to belt, give it to me.
So you know, the UFC, they haven't been really like vocal about making like an atomweight division, but
right, like how stupid is that?
Yeah, because there's a lot of girls that I've seen that could possibly be atomweights, you know, and I'm just like, you know, they'd probably be fair better. Like, if they did, would you be willing to fight for them exclusively?
I mean, of course, I think everybody's dream is to become, you know, to go into the UFC, fight at the top level, you know. So, yeah, of course. But Invicta's amazing. Bellator, they're all amazing. But, you know, Invicta's the only one that has a true atomweight division right now. So that's where I'm at. You know, if UFC decides to get an atomweight division, sure, why not? ONE FC gets hard because their atomweight division, they don't cut. Their cuts are differently, so they're still bigger. I don't think they have to weigh in at 105. I think they weigh at 115. Dude, I don't even ever really be 115. The only time I was 115 is when I have an injury and I can't train. You know what I mean? Like, the minute I start training, I get down to 112, 110. Like, I'm small. So it's
even hard when you to get in the time. Even when you get in your sister's case.
Even when I get into big goods, man, I have a fat ass, man. It's like in my genetics. I'm lucky. Yeah. I'm lucky at the genetics, you know. But I'm also like, I also eat really well. Like, I'm not one to go to McDonald's, you know. I haven't gone to McDonald's since I was like a teenager. You know what I mean? Like, I eat pretty good. I would say, you know, I mean, I'm not the best, but you know, I like to have my waffles and stuff, but like, I make it at home, you know. I know what I'm putting it in, I put protein in it, so it makes me feel better about myself, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I put a little chocolate in it if I feel like I deserve it. Right. I had a good test today. Extra chocolate chips for me. No. But I eat really good. So yeah, going up in weight classes is rough because I'm small, but like, if the fight is there, it's there. Like Raina, I went up, you all could see the huge weight difference, you know, whatever. But you know, if you have the technique, you can beat her. I beat her the first time, she beat me the second time. I'm ready for that third. You know, I'm excited to eventually get that one back because, you know, I wasn't out of that fight. So I'm ready to get that one back.
we just answered another question because I was about to ask you, would you be willing to take that rubber match? And you said, bam, there you go.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, come on. We're 1-1 now. We got to see who's really the best.
Definitely. Yeah. You got to choose the best, because that left me hanging. I saw it for, I was like, that's how, 2019 ended. I was like, ah, damn. So you got to see another.
So eventually one day that will happen again.
Of course, we won't jump too far ahead to that fight. So
we're going to focus on this. Yeah, that's down the road. No, we can't. We both want to evolve as fighter sports. We already had two fights that were like within, 6 months of each other, like pretty quick. So mm-hmm. we need a little more time, like evolve and see like who's really gonna get better. I mean, I know I'm not anywhere near where I know I can be. Like I know I can be, like I'm still growing, man. I don't know where she's at, but I know, give me a year, maybe two. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but maybe in a year, I'm gonna kill her. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'd be excited for that one day. That's definitely when I want to get back.
I'm looking forward to a rubber match. Like you said, I definitely want to see, you guys do some other things and then kind of meet again down the line somewhere. Just where you could say, okay, wow, they really grown. Wow, they really evolved,
Yeah, we need that time to evolve as fighters. And because, I constantly put in the work. So I don't know what she's doing, but I know the route that I'm taking and the where I'm going, I'm going to be 10 times better than you. So That's how I am. I just keep growing. Got to keep growing.
Cool. Yeah. And so, however this fight goes on July 2nd, want to fight one more time this year? Like, you got enough energy to fight like five fights this year. I ain't going to lie.
We're a little off schedule. So, I still have to make like four fights this year, whatever. Hey, it's doable, man. At the rate that, UFC is doing fights every weekend, and then Invicta, they usually do a fight like every month, so we'll see where they're gonna be out this whole corona thing. I don't know, but I'm sure I'll get at least like two more in. Hopefully, that's the goal. At least try to get three. That's the goal. I mean, five would be awesome, but that might be a little greedy.
Hey, three is better. I don't see too many people asking for three. I'm like, they need to learn from you. You want to stay active.
The more you're active, the more you learn, the better you get. Come on, we gotta keep going. It's a short career for us fighters. If you're healthy, you gotta just do it. If you're healthy and you ain't fighting, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm not saying you're slacking, but are you slacking?
Right. Hey, you couldn't have said it any better there. Yeah. So Lindsay, being a fighter, what is your what's your overall ultimate goal in being a fighter? What's the big picture for you?
I wanna be the best Adam Waite of all time. I wanna be the best. I want the belt. I just want to know, I guess maybe even for me personally, just know that like I reached my potential and I'm the best that I could be. Mm-hmm. So I just want to know that I want to perform at my best now, and I want a fight where I feel like I perform the best. And I mean, obviously you can always grow in the sport, but I want to reach my potential. I know I have so much more in me, so that's like my goal. Mm-hmm. Obviously also be the best, win the belt, all that fun jazz,
Yeah.
Like anybody else would say, but yeah, I want to be the best that I can be.
It's there for you. It's there for the taking. You definitely got the discipline for it. Let me ask you this. So speaking about UFC and a couple of former Invicta fighters. This Saturday we got the former.
I'm so pumped this Saturday. Yeah.
That's Jenny Frey and Kay Hansen.
Yes, and I love both of them, so I'm so excited. I can't wait.
And you got to answer. Who do you think is going to win this?
You knew I was coming. Oh, God. That's going to be a toughie because, Jenny Frey is pretty well-rounded. I'd have to watch her older fights again. I have the worst memory in the world because I'm a fighter, so mm-hmm. I don't remember much shit. But I remember, I'm like the worst at remembering fights, but I've seen a lot of fights. But I do know that if Kay Hansen gets it to the ground, like her jiu-jitsu is like top-notch. I want to go into with her, man. Like, she's the boss. Like, her transitions are so beautiful on the ground. So, I think if Kay Hansen gets to the ground, might be a wrap. The new Frey is really freaking strong. Like, she's crazy strong for her size. So, I'm like, I don't know. But, I don't even know who to pick.
Are we going to just go with may the best fighter win?
Yeah, I love both of them. So, I don't want to be like, I'm rooting against one of them. I love both of them. As the Adam Waite champ, like Jen, like that's great for her to be in the UFC, like showing that, like, hey, she was an Adam Waite, like you should get the division type of thing. Like, I think that might help us out a little bit. So mm-hmm. it might if she wins, but dude, I'll be happy either one of them wins. They're both amazing people. So I'm just, can't even wait to watch that fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause Kay Hansen, she's like pretty active too. Like in the past 2 years, she fought like 9 or 10 times. And I was like, you know, she's so only 18. Young.
Yeah. She's so freaking young. I'm like, oh my God, I wish I was that young again.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, you ain't that far from her. Come on.
Bro, I am going to be 27 in August.
See, I wouldn't ask you to tell your age, but since you told it, okay.
Hey, I'm not high.
Yeah, I know.
When someone asks me, like, I don't care, but like a lot of people be like, oh, you asked me my weight. I'm like, ouch.
Yeah, like, age ain't nothing but a number, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Fighting into 45 and stuff. Like, I don't know. If I'm still good then, hey, why not?
Right.
My mom might die a little inside because she's like, when are you going to, you know, get a career and you're not going to stop this? And I'm like, I don't know, whenever I can't move.
No, you got to be like, this is a career. What are you talking about? This is the career, you know?
Yes, yeah, but it's so hard. You know, she's like, well, when are you going to, you know, do some nutrition? Because I love nutrition and personal training and stuff. And I'm like, one day, Mom.
One day, yeah. Yeah. So here's the hardest question, though. Probably, like, the toughest challenging question. Like,
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Get me nervous. Why you set me up like this?
What? So his little, okay, his butt was in.
Oh, she wants to say hi.
Okay, here's a question. What do you recommend from your sister's bakery?
Oh, so many things. Her apple turnovers. Those are popping, man. She sells so many of those. Brookies, which are like a brownie and a chocolate chip cookie together with like fudge in the middle. Oh my God.
Wow.
Dude, her cakes, man. I don't know. She made some like lemon cake with raspberry the other day, like raspberry mousse. It was for Mother's Day. Oh, that was a big seller. Dude, all her stuff is just so good. I would say the brookie and the apple turnover are like her best sellers, a couple of her best sellers. I mean, she has so many things that sell good. What else sells really? Like her cookies, freaking, she makes so many cookies too. Just like her chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite, dude, she has this like vegan elderberry croissant that she sells. That's really good. She makes a lot of croissants too. I didn't even know I liked croissants. Dude, first of all, before she had this bakery, I want to say that I was really good with not eating dessert, okay? She went to the culinary. She'd come home with her little, you know, pies and stuff. She's like, try this, try that. And I was like, I'm not doing it. And she'd get really upset with me because I wouldn't try any of her stuff. And now I just eat everything and I'm like, well, I'm still fine, so I guess I can get away with it, you know. I can still like, you know, eat and like not go burn it, you know. But I'm like, yo, it's too good. And now I just want to eat all of it. But yeah, she made cinnamon buns, she makes everything, man. Her cakes, her chocolate cakes.
Wow, that sounds
cupcakes.
Good.
Oh, the Bailey's. Oh, she makes this one. She's been making like boozy cupcakes, so we put like booze in it. And she made my favorite is she makes this chocolate cupcake with Bailey's in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like a Bailey's cream and she mixes it with something. And then she puts like a Bailey's like fudge on top with like a little truffle. Every time I see one of those, I gotta get one.
So. You're drunk off those?
You don't get drunk off them, but they give you a little pop. You're like, oh, this is that.
Yeah, you just get just enough. Yeah.
Really easily, so that might just be me.
Oh, okay.
Or it's mental where I'm like, oh, I'm having a boozy cupcake. Now it's about to be like crazy, you know?
Yeah, okay, yeah, shoot. So Brookies, see, I'm like a fan of cookies and brownies. So yeah, okay.
It's the best of both worlds. You don't know if you should have a brownie. You don't know if you should have a cookie. You get both. It's like, it's a genius thing. It's a genius thing.
Okay. That place is on my list. So, you know, I'm going to make my way down there to that bakery.
Yeah, dude, let me know when you go. I'll help you. Like, it's so funny. Like, a lot of people come in and they're like, oh, my God, there's too much. I don't know what to pick. And I'm like, let me help you. All right? And I walk them through it. I'm like, do you like chocolate? Do you not want chocolate? Like, what are you feeling today? You know, I help people decide because there's just too much good stuff in there. You know, you got to, like, help them. But, yeah. Oh, Linda Talk Cookies got it. Now I'm just thinking of everything. And you're making me hungry, man. That was a good question.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was, like, just thinking about it. I was like, damn, what do I get? Like, what do I get when I go in there, you know?
Yeah, so you got to let me know when you go. I'll help you out because it's a hard decision sometimes. Like,
I told you that was the hardest question.
Raspberry jelly is really good. Uh-huh. I don't know what kind of crack is in that raspberry jelly, but, oh, my God, that raspberry jelly is really good. She makes a Linza Talk cookie that is like out of this world. Like people come from all over for whole Linza Talk cookies. That's another good one. Another top seller. People come in just for those too. Yo, we got people coming up from the city now. Like people just coming up from the city to get to the bakery. So.
Oh wow! Well,
you killing it.
I'll be traveling miles for that. I mean, you make it sound worth it. Those things.
Okay. My mouth. So in the water right now.
Okay. See, I told you that was the toughest question. So let me stop talking about it.
In so long, I feel like it's only been like a week, but it's been really tough.
All right, we'll get back into fight mode. Okay, so this coming July 2nd, how do you see this fight going? You know, how you see it?
I think I'm gonna submit her. That'll knock her out. Some people have been giving me like, oh, you're gonna knock her out, and then I'm just like, yeah, but say I mess up and I don't defend a takedown good and I end up my back, like I'm pretty sure I can submit her, you know. So I don't know. I'm definitely finishing it. She goes to a lot of decisions, so she hasn't really finished any of her fights. She's a tough girl. She'll just keep coming forward, so I know she's going to bring it. But I'm a finisher, and she's not, so I'm going to finish it.
Okay, sounds good. You know, definitely looking forward to it. So you're just looking to make a statement, right?
Hell yeah, you know, you got to finish a fight to make a statement, you know. Decisions don't – I mean, you still win, obviously. A win is a win. Don't get me wrong. Like, obviously, I just want the win. But when you finish it, that's like a – yo, I finished you. I don't care if we went for another 20 minutes, another hour. Like, you already know you're done, you know?
Hey, you don't get paid for overtime, right?
Exactly. Exactly that. And if it goes to decision, you don't really know, like, hey, how about if I had a second win or you had a second win? Like, who would have really, you know, finally killed you at the end, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I don't want to take
it. If you're going to death.
Well, sorry. I don't want to take up any more of your time. You know, I thank you for coming through, you know. Yeah. So training camp is done and everything?
Yeah, I mean, we're just winding down, you know, still training, keeping it going and, you know, keeping everything smooth and ready to go. So, yeah, just doing regular fight camp stuff, getting ready for the fight, got to pack up yet. I hate packing. It's like the worst thing. But
are you a last minute packer?
Dude, so this is what's happened over the years, okay? I'm usually like, oh, I'm gonna pack the week before. But, you know, I forget more things when I pack the week before because I forgot what I packed.
Exactly.
So I stopped doing that, and now I'm a last-minute packer. Now I'll be packing at, like, midnight the night before because then I know what I have in there.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. So you get older, like me, whenever I get older,
you
I'm like.
You don't have it here anymore.
I'm a night before packer, or I might be the day of the trip. I might be a packer then, because then I know I get everything. But yeah.
Then you know you have everything. You don't forget your charger. You don't forget the essentials. You know, did I pack my deodorant? Did I not pack my deodorant?
Right. Something as little as that. But yeah, again, thanks, Lindsay, for coming through. Before you go, what's the name of that bakery, too? You let everybody know the name of the bakery. So.
Katie Rose Bakery.
Okay.
Got to come and visit. Hopewell, New York. Hopewell Junction, York. I should say. Hopewell Junction.
Okay. Ain't going to be hard to find. It's the only one with that name.
Yeah, so Katie Rose Bakery. That's all you got to know. She has an amazing Instagram. Follow her on Instagram. She posts amazing things all the time. Then you can see what she got. She don't have a website because Instagram is a shit. So go on Instagram.
Hey, shoot. Yeah. I'm a follower. I already think I do follow. But let everybody know where they can follow you at.
Damsel_MMA.
Okay.
Yeah. On everything. Twitter, which I usually just like everything's kind of like copy because I like suck at Twitter. But yeah, everything's kind of the same. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all Damsel_MMA.
But I don't want to take up any more of your time. Like I said, I appreciate you coming through. And good luck on the second. And, you know, anytime you want to come back through, you know, no, don't be a stranger.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. This is fun.
No problem. All right. Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. My name is Lindsay Van Zandt. I'm fighting for Invicta FC on July 2nd. And listen to us on hashtag CB99Talks.
Perfect. See, there you go. Raise your hand. You earned a victory, an early victory. There you go.